This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is South Carolina Republican Senator Jim DeMint. He's a member of the Senate Banking Committee. We want to get his thoughts on the developments regarding financial reform legislation, and we also want to get his insights as a major figure in the Tea Party movement about what we saw in last week's primaries and what we're likely to see in the coming primaries and, of course, in November. And, Senator, it's always great to have you with us. Thanks for being here.
Well, Greg, I always enjoy being with you. Thanks a lot.
Well, you and I talked a little bit a couple of weeks ago about the situation regarding the financial reform bill. Of course, since that time, the Senate has passed its version. A number of questions I'd like to ask you about that, starting with the belief by Democratic leaders in both chambers that this is easily reconcilable. How similar are the two bills, in your opinion?
Well, I wish I could report that we had made real progress on this bill. Unfortunately, neither the House or the Senate bill addressed the real causes of the financial meltdown. There's nothing in either bill about Fannie Mae or Freddie Mac or how we wind them down or privatize them over time. They're the ones that created the subprime market. There's nothing in there about the Federal Reserve as far as loose monetary policy, although we did pass a watered-down version of an audit of the Federal Reserve in the Senate side. What I think most community banks, credit unions, and a lot of businesses will tell you that this bill is good for some big banks on Wall Street, but it brings in a new regulation, a new regulatory structure for community banks and credit unions and a lot of businesses that have nothing to do with the meltdown. And you see similar aspects in the House, in the Senate. So they're probably reconcilable in that they want to get something done that they can claim credit for and that Republicans will say no to. But I'm afraid that this is even worse for jobs and the economy than the health care bill.
Do you believe, sir, that the final version will get past a Republican filibuster attempt, or is it hard to say until you know what the final bill looks like?
Well, we lost four Republicans in the Senate, and that suggests no matter how bad the bill is, a few Republicans are going to vote for it, because I'm not aware of any Republican who thought it was a good bill. As a matter of fact, in our discussions in our Republican conference, no one ever defended the merits of the bill. It was just a question of whether or not they could defend voting no back home in their home states.
We're talking with South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. And, Senator, you mentioned a number of different ways you don't think this bill goes far enough to address what really caused the financial crisis of a couple of years ago. Others have said, well, that may be the case, that they fear that it goes too far in other areas, namely the government's ability to step in whenever it feels a company that could drag down the entire economy is in peril. What does the final Senate version have to say about that?
Well, it does set up an arbitrary decision process where the federal government can actually close down a business that's still able to pay its bills if they consider it a systemic risk. This creates a kind of a political opportunity to pick winners and losers. Instead of allowing, which really we pushed as Republicans, Greg, is just allow these banks, these large banks, to go through a bankruptcy process. This has years of experience in our country, even large companies. Bankruptcy doesn't mean you go out of business, but it means you file for bankruptcy protection and either you restructure or you liquidate. And we had several bills or several amendments that would have allowed expert judge panels to make a decision of how to move through bankruptcy. But for the government to decide which companies stay in business or not, is just a very bad precedent, and that's what this Senate bill sets up.
Senator, let's talk a little bit about last week's campaigns. You, of course, have been very active in endorsing the candidates that you think would be the best Republican nominees, and oftentimes that has gone contrary to what the Republican Party establishment has said. The big win, of course, for the Tea Party last week was in Kentucky, a landslide victory for Rand Paul, who has since been under the gun on a number of issues, including the Civil Rights Act and the oil spill in the Gulf. What's your sense on why he won and the reason he's facing what he's facing now?
Well, Rand Paul won because America really is ready for candidates who will help stop the spending, the borrowing, the debt, the expansion of government. Rand Paul is a good candidate. Unfortunately, he made a mistake of going on a gotcha station where they're not really interested in what he thinks or what he might be voting on in the future. They're just trying to find some chink in the armor that they can go after. Rand Paul supports the Civil Rights Act. He has been very clear about that, and he made the mistake of thinking that Rachel, whatever her name is, really wanted to understand a particular point that he was making that I think was really unrelated to the Civil Rights Bill. But I support civil rights. I think it's landmark historic legislation. And we're not going to be voting on that in the Senate. I think what Rand Paul needs to do is just make sure he focuses on the urgent matter that we have in Congress to stop this rampage of government spending and the takeover of our private sector.
Of course, Rand Paul was the big win for the Tea Party on Tuesday. Another target, of course, that you had was Pennsylvania's 12th congressional district. In the end, the Democrats held the seat. Republican Tim Burns coming up short. A lot of the post-election commentary pointed out that the Democrat really kind of ran away from the president and Nancy Pelosi. But what lessons are learned in that race from the Tea Party perspective?
Well, we should not be overconfident. We need to remember that about half of Americans are paying no federal income taxes, dependent on the government. They're going to vote Democrat because they want more from government. So those who believe in freedom are out there working, paying taxes, raising families, are going to have to register to vote and vote, because it's no matter how active how exciting it appears across the country with this American awakening, unless we get people out to vote, we can lose. Now, in Pennsylvania, it was clear the Democrat ran against the health care bill. He was pro-life. He was pro-gun. I mean, he ran as a Republican. And I think we need to expect that in November, that a lot of Democrats begin to act like they're not for this big Obama agenda. But that's how they're going to vote when they get there. So we need to make sure that no one's fooled. I don't think they will be. And I think we may even ultimately get that district in the November election.
Last 60 seconds with Senator DeMint. Sir, obviously there's more time for the Senate to take up issues between now and November. We could see the energy plan recently unveiled by Senators Kerry and Lieberman. There's a whole lot of talk, obviously, about immigration in light of what happened in Arizona. What do you expect to come down the pike, and how much do you think it could have an impact on November?
Greg, I think they're going to go for everything. They know they're going to lose some votes in November. They desperately want to pass some version of cap and trade that gives the government more control over the energy sector. They hate it that states like South Carolina have a right to work law where people are not forced to join a union. That gives us a competitive advantage, and so they want to shut that down with their card check that takes away secret ballots of workers. I think you're going to see this agenda continue because they've been able to force through two very huge and bad bills in the health care bill as well as the financial bill. So I think they're going to continue to push. Hopefully Americans will continue to be upset.
Senator, unfortunately, our time is up. As always, sir, great to have you with us. We look forward to the next time.
Okay, thanks a lot.
South Carolina Senator Jim DeMint. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.